Kia ora, good afternoon, and welcome to the Rural News. I'm Maya Burry in Christchurch. New figures from the Real Estate Institute show farm sales in the year to November are down nearly 13% on the year prior. The Institute says that's being driven by a slump in dairy farm sales. Alicia Foon reports.
In total, just under 1,300 farms were sold in the year to November. The Real Estate Institute's rural spokesperson Brian Peacock says in volume terms, dairy farm sales were down 44% over that period. Brian Peacock says increasing compliance costs, labour shortages and the tightening of credit in the banking sector is creating caution in the sector. Meanwhile, Mr. Peacock says thanks to high commodity prices in the beef, sheep meat, venison and horticulture sectors, demand for such properties remains strong. In the 3 months ended November, grazing farms accounted for the largest number of farm sales, taking a 33% share, followed by finishing farms and horticulture properties. Ko Elisha Foon tēnē.
Central Otago fruit growers say the expansion of their industry could put further pressure on housing and staffing. Many fruit growers say the lack of available accommodation means they're already losing good permanent workers who struggle to find places to live. Some proposed new orchards in the area are expected to cover about 100 hectares and will require hundreds of staff over the picking season. Mark Jackson, who co-owns Jackson Orchards, says these new businesses need to be well managed to avoid putting too much further pressure on staffing and housing.
Into the future, there is a lot of trees being planted still, especially cherries. There's going to be a lot more staff needed over the next 5 to 10 years, and accommodation is a big part of that, and that will have to be thought about with these orchards going in, and they'll have to have accommodation on the orchards for the influx of staff that's going to be needed. There's concerns in the community, definitely, but I think the growers are taking it on board.
Mark Jackson says growers realise they'll have to not only find the pickers, but house them too. A recent dumping of rain in Northland has helped ease concerns about the prospect of drought in the region. NIWA says thanks to substantial rainfall in the past week or so, soil moisture levels have improved and most of the hotspots in Northland have decreased in size or dissipated. Federated Farmers Northland President John Blackwell says after a spell of hot weather where crops were struggling to grow, the rain was very welcome.
I think it's a pretty normal December for us. November was extremely dry. We've had about 30 mils over the last week, 10 days, and that's made all the difference.
So would you say that at the moment you guys are just monitoring conditions?
We are. The biggest concern is probably groundwater. I know Darwin and Kaiko are bringing restrictions for their town water, and that's unusual, really unusual to bring in those restrictions before January, February. So that is the concern of probably lack of rain for 12 months. But the farms are still reasonably green, and the amount of feed available at the moment is probably on par with what we'd expect.
That's Federated Farmers Northland President John Blackwell. And NIWA says at the moment the driest soils compared to normal for this time of year are now found in the Hauraki and Thames Coromandel districts, as well as the South Island's Hurunui district. And staying on the topic of warm weather, the Canterbury Regional Council is reminding farmers to keep their irrigation systems in check this summer. The council's leader for compliance delivery, James Tricker, says people must ensure their irrigation systems only water within their property boundaries and not on the roads where it causes a hazard.
We're just asking farmers to keep a check on their irrigators and making sure, particularly pivot irrigators and travelling irrigators, are making sure where their runs are close to roads, that they're making sure that they're not irrigating onto the road. There's obviously a health and safety issue with vehicles, particularly motorbikes as well, if they suddenly hit a wet patch, and we want to obviously make sure that's not an issue. But also it's just efficiency and efficient use of water, really.
Mm. And does this tend to pop up every summer in terms of just the occasional rogue irrigator?
It tends to be the occasional one. We hope, you know, the message is getting out there, so it's getting less and less, but there are still a few. We just want to make sure that they know that, keep an eye on those irrigators, check where their guns are going, particularly when they've got a run that's close to a road.
James Tricker says these problems can be easily resolved by farmers. New Zealand scientists have been presented with a way of tracking the brown marmorated stink bug should the invasive pest become established here. Two European experts have been in the country this month, showing scientists their mobile tracking app called BugMap, which is used to monitor the spread and densities of the pest. Anna Erickson is part of the research group from Italy that developed the app. Dr. Erickson says the crop pest, which attacks fruit and vegetables, causing them to rot from the inside, is having a devastating effect in Europe. And she says New Zealand needs to be prepared for the increasing likelihood of an incursion here.
We have an app called BugMap where we ask the public to make photos of these insects. For the brown marmoset stink bug, it works well because it's quite large. And we ask the public to take a photo, to send in the GPS position of where they find it, so that we get an idea about how these insects are moving on the landscapes and in what number.
And how helpful has that information been?
It's crucial for our researchers and advisors that work with the farmers, because we can apply specific control strategies. If we know when they are present in the field, we can spray at those times. So it's about integrated pest management and reducing this high amount of pesticides that are used against this bug.
And I understand that app also has the support of a large chocolate manufacturer.
Yes, we have Ferrero, which is, behind Nutella and Ferrero Share. It's a large company in Italy that have production sites in Piedmont, so in Italy, but also their hazelnut productions in Turkey, in Georgia, so also outside of Italy. And they were very interested in BugMap because of the monitoring possibilities that it gives. So they asked for a version of, they bought a license of BugMap in order to have their BugMap version for their technicians that they distribute to their growers in order to always have a live update of the situation in their hazelnut productions.
That's Anna Erickson from BugMap, an app that's been developed by some scientists in Italy. And that wraps up the rural news for today. Ka kite anō.